Glynis, what is a personal year number with numerology?
Your month and day. So you, 6-4, 6 plus 4 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. You take that number and add it to the world number. So we already know that 2006 is an 8, correct?
Yes.
So 1 plus 8 is 9. You would be in a personal year cycle of 9.
Okay, what does that mean?
Works. Well, okay. In the case of 9, what it means is, first of all, I call it the humanitarian number. So that means you're going to feel the need to give back a lot this year. You're going to feel the need to touch as many people as you can in a humanitarian way. Are you feeling that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's where you're headed. And then here's what happens in the cycle of 9. It's the year of the payoff, meaning hard work, 9 years worth of hard work, whatever you've done, the last 9 years of your life, something really good happens from that hard work. It's always a payoff. And that is why I say it's also a time to clear your space for new beginnings. So it's, you know, you might be moving into something new. You got to get rid of stuff that you've been hanging on to, things that you don't need. It's time to clear it out in that cycle. Now, we all go into a cycle. If someone was born, give me any numbers you want. Can you think of somebody?
Okay, you mean of an individual?
Just month and day, yeah.
We'll use my son.
Okay.
1182.
So, okay.
I'm sorry, 1282.
But, so, January 2nd?
Yeah, January 2nd.
Okay, so here's what we do.
He just made it. He almost was born on the 1st, but not quite.
Well, how it works is you just take your month and day. So, 1 plus 2 is 3. And then you add it to the world number 8. So 3 plus 8 is 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. He's now going into a cycle. What year was he born?
82.
Okay. He's going into a cycle where he has to deal with his emotions more. That's a time to take a look at relationships. Is he in one? What's up with him in love?
He's getting married in April.
Oh, see how perfect that is? He's in the perfect cycle for connection. It's the number 2, which is love. So he's made the right, in other words, who knows if it's subconscious because he's not into numerology, right? But he subconsciously has made a right time for that commitment. It's going to be lovely for him.
So it was a lucky move for him because he doesn't understand numerology.
That's right. But here's what's interesting. When I counsel or I listen to people talk, they always talk numbers. They just don't know it. When you learn about numerology, you realize that it's always been a part of you your whole life. So that's the cycle of your son. Your son is now in a cycle of 2, which is connecting with someone else, that he will become partners with somebody else in this cycle.